When we walked in this morning, this place began to fill with energy as more people arrived. It was all positive. Some of it was nervous energy. Some of it was a little anxious energy. Some of it's just pure joy and pure excitement. All of this energy mixed together produced the kind of the feeling that we have this morning in this place, and it is beautiful. I am overwhelmed.
Amen.
Right. For those of you who know me, know this is not too great a feat, but I've been on the edge of tears for about an hour, right? Holding back the flow of the Holy Spirit, if you will, from my eyes, and I'm just overjoyed this morning.
There were places as we were planning, we were trying to decide who would say what, and whoever of us can talk.
Right.
We'll talk.
Right. After I've known Rachel for 5 years and the staff here longer than that. And so we were talking through the baptism. We're like, who's going to say this? I'm not sure who can say that at that point. So I want us all to spend just a moment this morning sitting with the title of both this section of the book of Acts and this morning's message, The Believers Form a Community. Ask yourself how you have seen this happen. In what ways has the community you are a part of changed? And how have you seen God's hand work in the hearts of those believers around you?
And I can talk?
Do you want me to talk? Yes.
Okay. As pastors Chad and I, along with Bruce of Kinty, have been involved in most of the process that brought us to this place. And Chad remembers conversations at the beginning of the process. He was in on the initial conversations at Birchwood and Trinity. And certainly from the date of the first merger proposal meeting, where we talked about the aggressiveness of this timetable we've been on. And when looking at our own limitations, we wondered if getting to this point on this day was even possible. However, sitting here today, looking back at all the ways that things have come together, we can relate to that sense of awe that the disciples experienced. God has truly been present and working in all that we have accomplished. Our awesome God has delivered us to this place, and it was with grateful hearts that we bring this message today. So, Chad, do you want to start?
Yeah. Okay. So, we just went through this passage and took key phrases from it and formed questions that we'll ask one another this morning to answer around, like I said, the key phrases from this passage. And the first one is verse 43 from Acts chapter 2. A deep sense of awe came over them, and the disciples performed many miraculous signs and wonders. So, Janet, what are just a few of the things that have amazed you over these past few months?
I am, as I said during the baptism and membership, just amazed at God's orchestration of this, that there would be moments when we just could not see the next step, or certainly couldn't see the step after the next step, where it was just overwhelming, and yet God had the way. And we continually just had to put it back in God's hands. And by my count, our first merger proposal meeting was 19 weeks ago. 19 weeks from that merger proposal meeting until this morning. And that is God. That is...
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
That is God's timing and plan. The right people in the right places at the right time. And it's the first time in my life where I have seen God move a mountain. And I stand in awe. How about you, Chad?
There have been several things, markers along the way. I'm most amazed at the fact that apart from a few conversations around some things that were a little bit anxious, of all the positive energy just pushing this thing the whole way. And big things are happening, and big changes are happening. And pardon me for mentioning it, but as Methodists, we don't really like big changes. That's really not our game. Right? We like things to be the way things are. But all along the way, even though we like things the way things are, hearts have been changed and minds have been changed and spirits filled with the Holy Spirit so that we could just keep moving forward without distractions and having conversations that slowed us down or took us back. There just wasn't any. Partly because we didn't have time for slowdowns, but partly because I think God is doing something. We have been saying for 5 years in this place that God is up to something. And maybe we're beginning to understand what that something is. Maybe. I am in awe of all that God is doing and has done.
And the next phrase that caught our eye is, and all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. That has some deep meaning in this. And maybe we'll talk about that. But in the last 2 months especially, we've had a whole lot of meetings. I counted last night. And I had 57 extra meetings in 19 weeks beyond just normal staff stuff.
I could have lived my whole life not knowing that number.
Along with the District Uniting Conference and an annual conference. So, yeah, we can not meet again, although let the meetings begin.
Let the meetings begin.
What has affirmed your sense of God's guidance and providence, Chad, as we've come together in so many ways?
I remember talking about putting the Birchwood Parsonage on the market for a while. We were talking about what would have to happen, and Bruce was ready to move out at any point, so he was good with whatever the timetable was, and we hardly got it on the market, and it was sold like that. Not only was it sold, it sold for $30,000 more than we thought we were going to get for it, right? What an affirmation in this process to sell. Literally, I think it was 3 or 4 days the house was on the market. And we initially thought $110,000, $120,000 maybe. And I think it garnered nearly $140,000. So, I mean, there we go. God blessing this process on the way.
And in those meetings, there were just so many good and faithful people with emotions all over the place, but who took time to listen to one another and tend to heart and to spirit, as well as all the tasks that there were to do. For those who have been part of this process, we've been coming one along the way. And may we continue to lean into that and to love into that as we all come together.
Indeed. All righty. Acts 2:46 says, they worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity. Joy is much deeper than happiness. Even in the midst of the discomfort that comes with change, how have you witnessed joy in the process of coming together?
Laughter, I think. Lots of laughter in those meetings and in just conversations with one another, even sometimes through tears. Mm-hmm. Lots of prayer. The joy of the prayer team, I will tell you. They would come out of their weekly meeting at 12:30 just like with glow around them. And Chad and I both stepped in for at least 1 week just to kind of bask in the glow and in the process. But even in the hard work, I think just the joy of knowing that we are following God along the way. How about you, my laughing friend?
Yeah, I mean, I think in each of the places I've watched new relationships grow, and I've made new relationships and with folks along the way, and I am I said at the front of this whole thing that I'm the relational guy. I'm the guy. That's how I'm wired. I love people. I love to be with people. I love to meet new people, and it has been a great joy for me even to arrive at this place. I will collectively answer this one. It is our joy and our honor to be called your pastor in this place.
Amen.
It is a great thing.
And along with joy, we sometimes limit thinking about generosity in that. They shared their meals with joy and generosity. In what ways have you witnessed generosity that has nothing to do with money?
Well, that generosity of spirit,
yeah.
Generosity of self. Folks have been willing to offer even the hardest of their feelings in places where we were sitting around tables together, even with people we hadn't known very long, right? In new meeting spaces where folks were just, and there's generosity in receiving that as well. Mm-hmm. But to say, I'm having a hard time, this is hard for me, letting go of this particular thing is breaking my heart, and to just sit with that for a moment, and the generosity of the people saying it, to be honest about their feelings, and the generosity of the people receiving it, to just let it be spoken and let it be cared for. That's where I've seen generosity multiple times.
And along with that, I just want to speak again, I think from the outset, the generosity of the people of Birchwood and the people of Trinity in what you laid down to come here. We felt, I think, at spirit level, at heart level, from the very beginning, and it's been a motivator and something that has kept me going in those hard places and sticky places. You've given up a lot to be here. You've surrendered a lot to God. And the least I could do is surrender my idea, my position, my want in something in response to your generosity.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. And I will say that the collective commitment of this group to set aside any proceeds from the sale of the Birchwood facility to be in ministry in this community is extravagant generosity. We are committed to supporting this church with the people that attend on Sunday morning. We'll continue. We'll be fine. All projections say we're going to be just fine. So that means that by loosening the assets that God has laid before us at Birchwood, we will be able to do tremendous work at helping people live better lives in this community in the name of Jesus Christ, and I am astounded.
Amen.
Amen.
Acts 2:47, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people.
Time out. I'll invite the praise team to make their way here, and Jenna, as soon as I'm done with it, you can have this back.
Jenna and Carrie will give you our stools.
All right. So that last
one. All the while praising God, enjoying the goodwill of all the people. Praising God might have not always been our first thought, but we always seem to find a way. In what ways did you witness praise in surprising places or situations? What might we have to do going forward to enjoy the goodwill of all the people? Is it even possible?
I reflected. I remember writing a sermon on this passage before and remembering that line, all the people, and thinking, wow, that's a lot of people. That's all the people. How does the community receive the goodwill of all the people? And I think the only way that that is possible is when the community of Christ is living as Christ in the place that they are. I don't know very many people that are going to reject the goodwill of Jesus Christ. If our individual goodwill builds into a collective goodwill that demonstrates the love and the grace of Jesus Christ in this community, I can't imagine anyone rejecting the goodwill offered them. In fact, I can see them giving goodwill in return. God is up to something, and we get to be a part of it. So excited.
So excited. You know, we've praised a lot this morning, and I think that's been a part of the process, is just in small moments and big moments, like selling the parsonage, to just stop and praise God. But we know that grief is a process. It's not a point in time, and this is big change and big loss for many of you. There's still a lot of hard work to do and change that we'll encounter, and we will unintentionally trod on one another's toes. We'll say the wrong thing. We'll do the wrong thing. We're very human people, and we'll make mistakes. Chad and I will. You will with one another. We'll miss the point. We'll grab on to the wrong stuff. But may the God of peace and love give us strength to continue to walk with each other with love and grace of Jesus Christ in every step of the way.
Amen.
Amen.
And I will just offer in Janet's words that if we can remember the generosity we spoke of earlier in those situations where we step on each other's toes, where someone has said something unwittingly and insensitive, if we can remember what it takes to offer those feelings and say that didn't feel great, and give people an opportunity to make that better, even in the moment. Remember that generosity of spirit, and we will be much better off moving forward. It's okay. We are human, every bit human. We are going to make those kinds of mistakes, and when we do, we'll have an opportunity to make amends in the moment and praise God in the process, as it's Jesus Christ who makes that healing possible, even in those situations. So, I say often from this place, in this building, I am so excited to be leading alongside you, to be working alongside you in and for Jesus Christ. And today it's like tenfold, and it's so full, and there's so many people here, so much energy in the ministry moving forward, and we get to be a part of what God is doing, and I am blessed.
And I also.
Amen. All righty.
Yeah.